Now on to the real question. Each week I try to answer a question. Somebody submitted this. Why don't we hear more about Jesus' life as a kid in the Bible? Why is it just birth, boom, his ministry? Like, don't you guys wonder what his high school years were like? Was he sinless? Yes. Did he have a hiccup? No, not even a little season. I love this question because as I wrestled with it, it helped me love Jesus more. Jesus' biography is about his death. That's why. It's about his death. He was not an entertainer to wow us with all that he accomplished. He came to give his life, so that we could be brought to God. That's why. The punishment for one single sin is death. Just one sin. And he died in your place so that you could be saved. That's why we don't hear much about his childhood. We hear a little bit about his birth, just to prove he was the promised Savior, born in this place, which he didn't even have control over that. He fulfilled it. And then one snapshot when he was 12, and then almost half of what we know about Jesus is the last week of his life. When you read through the Gospels, John, 21 chapters. On chapter 13, we are already on the last week of his life as he spends that final upper room discourse with his disciples. So Jesus, the reason we don't hear much about his teenage years is because he came to give his life. His biography is about his death. John 21:25 says this, Jesus did many other things also, and if they were all written down, the whole world could not contain the books written about him. Get to know your Jesus. So the answer is the most important thing about Jesus' life is his death and resurrection, not his teenage years. So how do you respond to that? Think of it. This is not a hypothetical. This is not a symbolic death. He literally gave his life that you could be saved. He took your punishment and you get his perfect life credited to you. You want to know how to respond to that? We respond in worship.